Good afternoon, bigger, faster, stronger.
Hey, is Bob there?
One moment, please.
Sure.
Hello, this is Bob. Can I help you?
Hey, Bob, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just kind of wanted to call and get a little more detail on what you were looking to do.
Now, are you working with Brendan?
Brendan actually just left the firm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, literally about 2 days ago. So you passed down your
phone. Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Gave me kind of a little bit of insight of what you were looking to do. And then I went over this email right now, and I see you're working a lot with schools, and
we've been in business for 40 years, and I'm in a process of, I'm the last of the original partners.
Okay.
And I bought out all my partners basically as of about 2 years ago, and so if you kind of look at that overview on the last email that I sent of the company structure,
right?
We're trying to, obviously I've just got all the titles and all the organization done correctly, and I had to redesign all my manufacturing lines. I went from one line to five lines, which is really seven lines, based upon the gauge of steel that's used, and that's kind of explained in there. And I'm in a position right now where I've obviously the school market, being kind of a niche market, is behind the eight ball relative to, you know, to the politics and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
And they've been on the downslide based on the economic downturn in 07-08 type thing. But there is no question that we are getting much more, business in terms of, orders, and in terms of, we do weight room layouts, and we do all kinds of service in relationship to clinics and teaching, that type of thing. And so what's happened is I have a couple big players that have come to us after our, and this is kind of explaining the thing that you meant there, we started out with 7 years ago with a school district in Maryland, and that was 24 high schools. And basically every school in that district now, and I'm gonna really shorten this for you.
Sure.
But
enough.
every school in that district is now a BFS preferred customer, in the sense that we provide all certification to coaches and teachers that work in the weight room. So basically no one can work in their weight rooms unless they're certified by us. Now, based upon that certification and that relationship of that school district, which is the second biggest in the state of Maryland, we have now secured five more school districts in the state of Maryland, and by next year, hopefully, we'll have the whole state of Maryland.
Wow, good for you.
Development. Yeah, so it's been kind of fun that way. Hang on 1 second, please.
Sure,
just one
no
second.
Problem. Yeah, no problem.
Hello, this is Bob. Hey, Bill, can I give you a call right back? I'm on the other line. I'll give you a call right back. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
So basically we have the whole state of Maryland working in the direction that we want them to work relative to unification between physical education classes and the coached environment. And as you know, in schools, most of those are separate. What we're trying to do is get people to understand the physiology and the needs of the young athlete, young student, and the benefits that not only can be made in terms of performance, but in terms of long life fitness. So that's gone over real well. Now we have multiple other schools that are districts that are following the same thing that we are having contracts with on a singular basis, but one was Seattle Public Schools that my son, who is president of the company, just got back from, and he did 11 schools based upon an overview of their weight room. That's explained in there. And then we have one in New Mexico that signed up, but the big one is the Los Angeles County School District, and that's the second largest school district in the nation.
Right. Wow.
And so there, and the people that we've met with are the top people, not the coaches and the teachers, but the administration that is going to enforce these guidelines. And that's one reason why I've started this process of looking at trying to secure some loan money, because I deal with two corporations, my Bigger, Faster, Stronger and my Pro Elite, which is the manufacturing arm.
Right.
And basically, the manufacturing arm produces about 40% of our sales at Bigger, Faster, Stronger. And so the total volume at Pro Elite is 50% from Bigger, Faster, Stronger based upon the equipment.
Gotcha.
And so we're synergistic, and we work very well together, and we're in the same building. The manufacturing facility also deals with dealers across the country, and so that market is also growing because because of our new lines that we have just finished this year and kind of gone through that process. And then obviously we haven't marketed those yet. And so that whole process of information and what we offer basically is relatively staggering in comparison to what they're doing in China and stuff. So we have really, this last three-year period, we've had to get rid of all our old inventory, revamp all of the designs, and basically I didn't do any marketing except for my online. And we normally publish a magazine that came out six times a year. We've moved that to an online format, but we haven't sent out any catalogs. We haven't done anything along those lines because we hadn't finished our total development of our lines. So that's where we are right now. And the school market really gets busy starting in January. And when I want to, and again, I have these other external things going on that are pretty big because the LA County School District, if that that thing goes through, I'm going to have to ramp up two to three times bigger than I am right now just to service their orders.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of where I am. And so I'm looking at, and I have already put in a lot of my own money to get things done.
Right.
And basically at Bigger, Faster, Stronger, we're debt-free with the exception of personal loans.
Very nice.
And obviously I keep those on the books because I want those back tax-free. And then at Pro Elite, the only thing on the books there is the $55,000 line of credit. So other than that, I'm debt-free, everything's good, but I need working capital because cash flow in the manufacturing environment is predicated on a 30 days net with my vendor. And most things in schools, by the time from point of order, I'm lucky to get paid in 90 days.
Wow, okay. So you have a long time
because
there.
Because first of all, when I get a manufacturing order, it could take 4 to 5 weeks to produce that product.
Right.
So if I see a big order is actually a bad thing from a cash flow standpoint because that ties up all my raw product for the development of that total big order, and I don't get paid for that for about 90 days. So that's what I'm a little worried about if something starts happening with the orders coming from,
then you don't have the cash on hand.
LA, yes, and I don't have my vendors will say, well, I need more money up front then. And I'm going, I can't do that right now. You got to work with me. And so that's why I'm just exploring this option.
Gotcha.
And I'll fill out those applications for you. But basically, the information is pretty straightforward. I'll get those to you before I leave. I'm leaving today. I actually am going to be out of the office till at least Monday. I'm going in for an ankle operation, so I'll be kind of out of, but I'll be back. You know, it's not a big deal, relatively speaking. It's just an old age thing, so it's one of these things I got to deal with. And and keep in mind, once we get this going, if we do end up working with you as a company, the go-to person will eventually be my son, who's taking over the company.
Okay, of course.
Okay, and that's all kind of explained in that overview email.
Yeah, the email was pretty detailed. Actually, liked it. But do you have a couple minutes if I go over a little bit of information with you?
Sure, I can try to get that done right now.
So what were you actually looking to get?
Well, anywhere from between 150 to 250,000.
Okay.
On, the longer the term, the better for me at this point.
Course.
I would like a minimum of 5 years.
Okay.
Now, if we can do more than that, I'm applying with one bank right now for an SBA loan. They have a new product out. I just got done with an SBA loan on the other entity that I have, and that's explained in is our building. And the building, I just refinanced that sucker, and that was an SBA loan, and I got everybody, all the other title or ownership, clean title basically.
Right.
And the building was appraised at 1.475, and the loan amount is $684,000. And if I'd been thinking, I would have tried to do more at that time, and I wasn't. I just wasn't thinking, and I didn't know this was going to come up with the LA School District.
Right.
So basically, I'm applying with that same bank again for a
for an additional
a new product with SBA. But if I don't have to go SBA, I'd prefer not to because I lose so much up front.
Yeah, of course.
You know. Okay. So you're one of the players right now, and if we could develop a relationship. You know,
yeah,
a banking relationship, that would be very positive for me.
Yeah, it would. And so what do you think your return on investment is going to be huge if you get this 150 to 200?
Well, I'm expecting now. I've already told the people at the LA County School District, like, for example, we have a launch date of January 1st, the second week in January, and we're building this product for them that's kind of a specialized product, but then it's going to tie into all our other products because, you know, a weight room has to be updated, all that kind of stuff over time.
Right.
And basically, it's an $18,000 package.
Okay.
And we're doing the first one, and that order should come in within 2 to 3 weeks from my discussion with this administrator.
Okay.
And then at that time, we'll do a presentation at the school with multiple administrators, and then that will be passed out to the district sparingly. Because I told them I can't handle everybody at once, so we got to be very careful to service this correctly. Because
right.
along with the hard product is an educational product also,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's part of the way we do business. And so what I'm hoping for, and this is what he's agreed to, is that he will let no more than 50 schools place an order
at
in the first 4 month period. Because
okay.
I just
oh,
said,
wow.
listen, it takes me a while to ramp up on your new product. Now, this is a brand new whole system that we're doing, above
right.
and beyond what we're doing with all our other stuff nationally. So mm-hmm. I've got to be careful that I don't deter my national growth, which I see as a minimum of 10% and probably more like 15% based upon my... See, I have what's called a bid list, and
uh-huh.
a bid list, they come in, and it's kind of a barometer of what teachers and coaches are looking for to service their weight room needs.
Right.
And basically... It's right now it's over $3 million, and that's the highest it's been in like 3 years.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Now, and naturally, we don't get all those bids because a lot of them are dreamers.
Right.
You know, but we service it based on giving them a financial, you know, number that they need to focus on to get what they want, and then they have to go back to their administration through the school, booster clubs, so on and so forth, trying to raise that money to place an order.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I just had a $90,000 order in Arkansas that was put on the burner because of the booster club. They didn't raise the money in time.
Wow, no kidding.
But we'll end up getting that over time, but they hadn't raised, because the school was putting out down 50%, and the boosters had to come up with the other 50% before they placed the order.
And they couldn't do it.
And they couldn't do it on the timeline. They're working
right.
on it right now.
Right.
But that's the kind of game that the schools are playing right now because they don't have any money.
Right.
So
gotcha.
that's my environment. That's kind of, like I say, what I'm dealing with and have dealt with for a very long time.
Gotcha. And so you're looking to bring this on as soon as possible, I assume?
Well, I'd like, the sooner the better, obviously, because the manufacturing side, now I have two issues. I have
yes.
the manufacturing side, which I want to build up a raw stock inventory for, because then my turn time increases.
Right.
Or I should say decreases. I can get it out faster. I'm currently in the process of doing that, but I want to step it up. I'd like to add some employees and go through that part of it and add some equipment. I've already added a fair amount of new equipment, but like, for example, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I guess it was, my compressor went down.
Right.
And I had to get a new compressor, and I really need to have a backup system. I can't go down because every day is, you know, approximately $10,000 a day for me.
Right. Oh, wow.
How much production, so that's...
How much does that compressor
cost? Well, that compressor, a new compressor that I had to pay for, and it's already done, was about
yeah.
$12,000.
Oh, wow.
But my backup system that I'm going to have to get is anywhere from 5 to 10.
Okay.
And I'd like to have a backup system just for those emergency situations. And I could use that throughout the plant in a number of other areas where
right.
I only have a singleton machine. But for the most part, you know, like, for example, I have a bender. And
mm-hmm.
that's a very expensive, I'm not going to try to back that up. That's just too expensive, because that's one aspect of, you know, production. If I have right. something go down there, I can lose quite a bit of production time.
Yeah, of course. Wow.
So.
Okay. Well, tell me about your credit. Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle? You'd say.
I'd say at this point we're somewhere in the middle, and that is based upon. Hang on one second.
Yeah. Sorry. No problem.
Hello, this is Bob. Hello?
Okay, no problem. In the last 3-year period,
yeah,
we have last year was my first year to show a profit on Pro Elite, and we've shown losses at Bigger, Faster, Stronger because we had to get rid of old inventory, and we used to have quite a bit of inventory on the old
right.
product line, and that was in excess of $700,000 that we got rid of at below cost, and
cool.
so that was kind of a negative, and that looks bad for a bank and all that kind
of
stuff. But by the same token, by ramping up to this new product line and these different lines and all this kind of stuff, we look really, really good as far as if you could see what our catalog's going to look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, actually took a look at your numbers, and big difference from last year to this.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And so, and then that's part of the marketing budget. You
yeah.
know, so what we're trying to really work on is if we haven't really marketed the way we used to, simply because we didn't have our lines done, and we had to get our manufacturing facility up to speed, because
right.
the worst thing you can do is to have your turn time go up because you got screwed up stuff going on in the production line.
Right.
So again. My credit is okay, but keep in mind that schools always pay late,
right?
But they always pay.
Correct.
And that's the deal that I have to deal with my vendors. My vendors don't like it, but a lot of times, most of my vendors, that I started out at 30 days, most of them have given me 60 days, and sometimes
okay.
I carry it a little longer. And so if anything wrong with my credit, it would be late pay. I've never missed a payment.
Okay, great. Gotcha.
That type of thing, yeah.
And tell me about sales. How were sales last year?
Last year, right now, sales at Pro Elite are up compared
uh-huh.
to last year. Sales at Bigger, Faster, Stronger are down a little bit,
uh-huh.
but I suspect the last quarter will be a little better because I'm seeing an increase in our bid list.
Okay, good.
Which, like I say, I haven't seen in a few years. So that could hit the market in the last quarter. Before Christmas is what they usually try to get before the new year starts,
yep.
or it could go into the first quarter because January through June is the busiest time for us as far as what the schools order.
Excellent. And so are you trying to do this through Bigger, Faster, Stronger then?
Well, that's kind of up to you, whatever you think looks the best
whatever
and how you
best.
Can underwrite
okay.
it correctly, because I'm giving you guys the information and I'm just kind of, if you do
take
it as a
best.
Singleton, from one
yeah.
company, right now if you looked at my... If I were to say from a strict banking status, it might be easier under Pro Elite because Pro Elite had a
right.
profit last year of
okay.
100 and I forget what it was, 190,000
yeah.
bucks. So depending upon how you go and
yeah.
whatever you can come up with, that's what I'm looking for. So
absolutely.
So
what do you
want right now?
What do you want track for this year?
As far as Bigger, Faster, Stronger, I probably am gonna go to. Let's see. Last year I was about 3 million. I should for sure hit 2.8.
Okay.
And Pro Elite should, let's see, what were they last year? I can't quite remember. But I think we'll be ahead of Pro Elite last year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see. I think for sure, I think last year we were... last year, Pro Elite was 1.6. We're probably on track for that. It probably be 1.7, 1.8.
1.7, 1.8. Okay, cool.
Yep.
1.7, 1.8. Got that down. All right, great. Because I'm not sure if Brennan told you or not, but we do the loans based off of your sales. So, I'd probably end up picking the company with the higher sales, which seems like BFS. But, I mean, once I get everything all down on paper and sorted out, I'll
sure.
be able to figure mm-hmm. it out. But, so, you guys have been in business for 40 years, you said, right?
Yep. The Bigger, okay, Faster, great. Stronger started in 1976.
Great. And then you are 100% owner of which one of those?
Prolete.
Okay. You're 100%.
Bigger, owner. Faster, Stronger, I'm 75%. My son's 20, and my daughter's 5.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Let's see here. And then have you already looked into financing, or are you kind of shopping around right now?
I've just started.
Okay, perfect. You just
you're my
it.
Second bank. I've got Bank of the West, wow, out of here at Salt Lake City, and you're the second people I've started with.
All right, great. And you were telling me about current loans. So the only current loan you actually have out right now is that $55,000 line of credit.
$55,000 line of credit, yep. And okay. That's with Bank of the West.
Okay, gotcha. And then what? How long is that loan for?
Oh, it's I basically as long as we revisit it every year.
Okay.
And as long as I make payments on it right now, and I'm fighting the state of Indiana. They owe me about $10,000 for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they abuse. It's amazing what they do with this online taxes.
Yeah,
and that's a long story. Anyway, it was very negative. So they owe me $10,000. So I had to take a little bit of money out for that, but I'll get that back. But my point being is, I just keep paying on that.
Okay.
Some
as you take it
different
out.
Sums at different times. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. Okay, and I already have your email address, so we're okay there. So when you do fill out the application, if you do it under BFS, I will need the signature, obviously, of all the owners. But
okay.
For Prolete, it's going to be just yours, since you're the 100% owner. And so all I really need from you, what you told me today, just looks like you're looking for some working capital, like you said. And, you know, you wanted to add on equipment, employees, and get that turnaround time. And I mean, everything looks great. All the documents that you gave me look great. Numbers look great. So really, all I need is that application from you, and
okay.
then from
I'll
there,
try to get that.
Yeah, if you can get that application for me, I'll shoot it over to underwriting immediately, and then usually within 24 hours, I can have some sort of response for you. But you're not going to be in, you said, till next Monday, right?
And I may not be in then because of what depend upon my recovery. But you can reach me on my cell.
Oh, okay. So cell and email is still okay with you?
Yep, absolutely. I'll be working
okay.
from home, I'm sure.
Oh, okay, great, great then. I will go ahead and look forward to getting your application then. If you can get it to me today, I can actually probably end up getting it filled out and filed and submitted to underwriting. So I'll be here for the next 2.5 hours. So if you can get it in within
I'll try to get it to you for sure today.
Okay, if you can do that, then I'll go ahead and put it together for you and shoot it over to underwriting.
Sounds good.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right, Bob. Absolutely no problem.
Okay.
Pleasure talking.
Thank
you
very
to
you. Much. And I presume I should just use your email address then and
yes.
send a. Okay, very good.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
All right.
I'll work from there then.
Sounds right.
good.
Sounds good.
I appreciate
Bob.
It.
Thank
touch.
You. No problem. Good luck with your operation.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Take care.